Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, October 15th through Monday. First, the weather. After a hot weekend, Monday turns a little cooler, with a high of 84 and low of 73. Let's get things started at County Hall. Miami-Dade County has formally restarted its Civilian Oversight Board after 12 years without one. The revived panel will examine police misconduct allegations. In 2009, county commissioners sidelined the board by stripping it of funds during a budget crunch. Property tax revenues rebounded, but the civilian panel remained defunct. The board can examine complaints against county police officers, with open hearings and findings released to the public. The board has limited subpoena power. They can be issued, but not for county employees, including police officers. And the panel can't interfere with investigations by existing county agencies, including the police department. In cookie news, Crumble Cookies has arrived in Kendall. During the pandemic, the dessert shop quickly became the fastest-growing restaurant chain in the United States. What makes this award-winning spot so appealing to the TikTok crowd? In just 4 years, the bakery has expanded to more than 30 states, with over 200 locations, including Broward County. Each week, the menu rotates with 4 different specialty flavors to dance about on the social media app. Besides having almost 2 million followers on TikTok, Crumble also posts fun videos of cookie hauls, hacks for how to eat them, and reposts fans' content. In Kendall, Crumble has opened at 13520 Southwest 120th Avenue. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In entertainment, the Rolling Stones are closing their No Filter tour with a newly added date at Hard Rock Live at Seminole Hotel and Casino near Hollywood. Mark your calendars for November 23rd. And you heard the venue right. The concert is at the comparatively small 7,000-seat Hard Rock Live, not Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens where the Dolphins play. Tickets for this South Florida date go on sale at 10 a.m. Monday through Ticketmaster. In the state capital, leaders in Florida's Republican-controlled legislature say they are ready to discontinue the once tradition of conducting public hearings before lawmakers draw their maps. They will instead rely on the public to submit comments and maps through a redistricting website. But they have made no commitment that they will review what they get. And finally, in sports, it has been a productive preseason for the new-look Miami Heat. A string of victories, a rejuvenated offense behind new point guard Kyle Lowry, and an improved Tyler Herro. On this week's episode of the Heat Check podcast, Miami Herald sports writers David Wilson and Anthony Chang list the preseason positives that Miami can carry into the regular season. The Heat opens the regular season on October 21st against the defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks at FTX Arena in Miami. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com, and stay healthy.